Okay, I want to have a point of standing here. This is my last talk, and I can use all the time needed. That's great. So today I'm going to share some information I had came out last year about organic cucumber variety trial in high tunnel system. And that'll work. Okay, so for those of you who don't really know high tunnel, this is the definition I use. It's basically a structure covered by plastic which provides some of the steam extension capacity. So it's not a greenhouse and it's not an open field. So it's somewhere in between. With this structure, you can actually can do a lot. So I think you know that NRCS and USDA started the high tunnel program, cost share program, so that's really promoted the high tunnel nationwide. So basically the benefits of a high tunnel, well, that was really benefit, some of the features here, the high tunnel is not a greenhouse. Sunlight is only heat source for your high tunnel system, right? And then it's a passive, this passive ventilated, and have a skid saddle wall, so you can walk in there, use smaller machines, and sometimes have two layers of plastic on top, some is one. And really, the key thing for small farmers to adopt this is low-tech and low input. So you're talking about anywhere from $0.50 to $4 per square feet. So that's something we work with. If you look at the system here, this is my high tunnel in snow. We do snow in North Carolina, believe me. So I used to be in the Midwest. Snow is the common thing, but we make a little bit of snow on the ground. People got a panic there. So we do have, this is the high tunnel on the right side. That's the high tunnel we use for this research. All right, let's see. Okay, I did several years research on the microclimate and high tunnels. That's not the focus of this talk. Basically, some of the things I can borrow from that research is really high tunnel provide a tropical, subtropical climate in our region. We are a region, the cold hot zone 7B. So basically, you jump about two numbers over there. And the first prediction, the gravity enhanced the high tunnel, and which means we get a better, it's basically we got a higher GDP, and the plant will mature early, and will yield longer and harvest earlier. So for warm-season vegetables like a cucumber, you can gain about 6 to 8 weeks time. So that's significant time, especially for the organic system. On the right, that's the picture showing the English cucumber, which I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Okay, so when you have high tunnels, you always think about what you want to grow. People really know that tomatoes is number one, right? Most people do that, yeah. But Louis Jett from West Virginia, Virginia State, he came out some number here, cucumber is number one. You know, Tom Five here in West Virginia's cucumber, kale, lettuce, tomato, spinach. So that's their suggestions. And I did some survey back in 2014 in North Carolina. Again, tomatoes number one, and the lettuce, pepper, and number four actually is cucumber for high tunnel production in North Carolina. So why would I choose cucumbers? I actually wanted to do nothing but English cucumber because it's something I like. It's really seedless and burrless mostly. It's long and it's seedless, which means you don't really have to use pollinators, bees, to pollinate. This is for the high tunnel system, it includes everything, so your bees will not get in there, right? So, and sometimes it's gynoecious, which is all female flowers. You have a lot, you know, sometimes you have a male flower, you have a trouble in there. So the other thing is it has a better taste. So, and this, the other thing is a bit of alpha cucumber is kind of a similar to English cucumber, but it's shorter. So you look at the picture here, that was I took from local grocery store. On the right, that's English cucumber, you're talking about on sale is $1.29 each. Regularly, you pay about $2 to each. It's for organic, you can pay more, right? So that's why with the investment of high tunnel, and you want to grow some high profitable crop, English cucumber is one of the choices. And of course, there are some other types you can think about. This is the Chinese type. Cucumber also is seedless. You don't really need anything to pollinate them. They grow really well. And actually, with pollination, your float will become a little bit a big belly. So this is not even losing the commercial value. So anyhow, so I original idea is I want to do some English cucumber production in high tunnels, but I don't have enough cultivars, so I include more cultivars. So before getting to my result part, we did this in 2016 trial. We did the conventional only, and it worked really well for a moment until the cucumber beetles got them. They all died. So 2017, we did something differently. Well, this is a picture showing the tuning damage from cucumber beetles and the beautiful striped cucumber beetle which transmitted the disease, right? And then you see the cucumber, the bacterial wheel started, and all of a sudden it's going to die very quickly. So 2017, I did organic study and also conventional. Our conventional really didn't work out really well. So because the cucumber beetle damage and in the organic system, you don't have good options to control them, right? So we do the insect screen on the side of the wall. So we have 8 cucumbers. Not all of them are English cucumbers. So this is the 8 varieties we were able to collect from the seed companies. And that's our cucumber growing high tunnel system. It's like a greenhouse system. You treat them with 1 liter, you remove all the suckers, and you use the tomato holotrope system. It's one string on top of it. So that's how we treat our cucumber. Otherwise, with all the lateral lateral beds and branches, they grow into a jungle very quickly. So. Okay, so this is the insect screen we used. We were trying to buy those screens. We looked at the catalog, we used this one. It's really fine mesh. Very fine mesh has become, the temperature become the issue working inside. And later we found out that this mesh is not really good for side walls like this because of high temperature, they're going to go bad really quickly. One sitting will be it. So we called a company, commented that you chose the wrong one. I said, in your catalog, you said that this is the right one. So make sure you call them before you do it. So this year we used a little less fine mesh, worked perfectly. So my technician over there, he was doing this, right? So here's some of the results here. First we looked at the yield. You see the 8 varieties down to the left. Look at the number. I really want you to pay attention to the number, because for this type of cucumber, you sell by numbers, not by pound. So you know, look at the statistics with letters, you know, Picleno, Socrates had the most numbers. And Colongo and Terrier, which are on the end, those have less numbers, but those are long, slim cucumber varieties. So give you some idea what it looks like. And if you can run to pounds, you basically can tell you how many, how big or how long the cucumber fruit are. So the total yield is on the right. So if you look at the number of marketable yield and the total yield, you see that with the help of insect net, you really increase the marketable yield. We barely see much about unmarketable fruit with the mesh. So if you do organic cucumber production, you definitely need to think about the option of netting on the side of the wall. Okay, so this is a cumulative yield. You see that we start to harvest in June. We planted somewhere in April. And we harvest until August, September. We harvest through all season. And the good thing is we got a lot of cucumbers. You know, farmers can sell for money. And the bad thing is my people always got tired of harvesting them. It's getting really tall in the past. But Looking the line, first you see that Socrates is really the winner, and then the Diva, which is actually was a cultivar recommended by the company, was doing the worst. So the other thing I want to show you is really, even though in the high tunnel system in summer in North Carolina can be really hot, you're talking about 95 degrees or 100 degrees sometime inside, right? But we keep producing. So cucumbers are one of the heat lovers. They can go through summertime without too much break. So this is a good thing, because I'm thinking about a system, you know, using the space in the high tunnel to grow them through summer and then follow up with the cool-seeming vegetable in the fall. So by doing so, you really use the hot summer to produce more stuff. Okay, so that's the information I want to deliver. Of course, you see the difference between the cultivars. I will not go into details. How much time do I have? 5 minutes? Good. So this is some of the selected characteristics I put here. You look at the height on the very left column. That's the end of the ceiling height, 26. And the Tyrrhus is the shortest one, well, Pignoris is about 14 feet, right? I know I'm not 14 feet tall. So it's a long, long line. It's very long. And then you see some of the number of the nodes, and number of the nodes per foot. This is from anywhere from 1.4 to 3. So in cucumber production, typically, we want them to have about 2 to 3 leaves per foot. So that gives you continuous harvest. So often your flowers may not be a good choice, but naturally, not every single fruit on the vine will be able to make it. So 2 to 3 leaves per node is ideal. And for breaks, you see that it's not really a big difference. And those cucumbers taste really well. And it's got some sweet side. So, you know, for most American people, they slice them for salad. And I know I love cucumbers. It's one of the crops I think we should recommend to farmers, and if you have a market, of course. And on the right, two pictures, Colunga and the Piccolino. All those two varieties are very tasty, especially the Piccolino is a small size, snack size. You know, it's been a pretty good job for me to convince my kids to eat vegetables. They don't, right? But they love those cucumbers. So, okay, so on the left, you see the four people lying in the ground. The vines longer than them. So you think about the vines, how much they grow. And how we do it, on the right, you see that in the kind of middle of the one reach the roof. By the way, my high tunnel had 8 foot tall sidewalls. So, you know, you see my technician over there, he's taller than me. So when I decided to buy the high tunnels, I said, you have choices, 5 foot tall on the side or 8. They all chose 8 because it's easy to work with. However, we come to Charleston, it's a challenge. So what we do to keep those vines from growing is really, you see on the right side, you remove the leaves. That's the one practice you have to do anyway for cucumber production, and pile them on the ground to keep going. So it's some practice, some time input there, but you do get the yield you need, 2 minutes. Great. So this is basically some of the results there. Here's our conclusion. So really, if you want to do organic cucumber production, you really have to think about netting, because insect netting really worked. And this year, we got the right side, right type of net. However, we were not able to get them in time, so our cucumber trial just totally failed. This is how much difference a netting can make in the organic system. And Diva, you know, Johnny C's representative may tell you Diva is good variety, not for high tunnel system. Socrates and Tasted Jade is more productive. Tasted Jade is not an English type, it's long slim, but it is bump on top. The skin is a little bit tougher than Socrates. Colunga Tyrrhea are the two really good variety, but in our research they show the medium productivity because they are very long. So we think about maybe both of the fertility can keep them producing all season long. So generally speaking, cucumbers are very productive in high tunnels and did well in the summertime in high tunnels. So I think in the Midwest, you can do that through summer as well, even though their summer can be tougher than ours. So you see the picture over there, the pile of vines on the ground. Sometimes if you're not careful, put it in the pathway, it can trip you. So. In general, we're pretty happy with the trial, and we think the cucumber is a viable crop for organic production. Okay, that's all I have. My information over there. If you have questions, feel free to call me and email me. So, any questions? Yeah, Dr. John.
So I'm not sure if I saw it clearly. It looks like you use prophet Mulch? Was it true from some of the previous pictures you showed us?
Yes, the question is what type of plastic mulch we have. We use black on white on black because we are thinking about the summertime. We want to go through the summertime. So, yeah, we do measure the soil temperature. I didn't put them here. The soil temperature is not a big difference. Other questions? Yes. The question is, we piled the vines on the ground. Did we think about leaving them like a greenhouse system? So we thought about it, but it's easier to pile them down. For tomato, it's really impossible to do that. You leave them down, but a cucumber, just drop them down to the ground is actually easier. In a high tunnel system, you don't have the mechanical system to do those kind of stuff for the typical greenhouse production. Last question, I guess. Say it again. Pollination? Yeah, the question about the pollination. As I mentioned, those English cucumber or greenhouse cucumber are seedless. We do not need the pollinators to produce. Actually, pollinators are not good for their food quality. All right, thank you.